I'm going to introduce here a little bit on the situation of human trafficking in my country for as much as I can in 30 minutes, so you can understand from the perspective of a source country of human trafficking what we are doing in reducing the demand and combating trafficking in human beings. Albania is a source and destination country for trafficking in persons. Victims of trafficking are usually young girls who are exploited for prostitution mainly, but we have also minors who are exploited for begging, and this happens usually in the neighboring countries like Greece, Montenegro during the summer, or Kosovo. This is when the children move from one country to the other. Well, for victims of trafficking exploited in the sex industry, it's young girls, usually 16 to 30 years of age, who are exploiting in European countries like Germany, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Italy, Greece, or other European countries, sometimes even in Kosovo and Montenegro. It seems that the modus operandi for recruiting the women is the same since after the 90s, the time when the communist system collapsed in Albania, and it's the time when the trafficking in persons was introduced. It was not really a really known criminal act after the 90s, but then, as I'll mention, for the it was firstly introduced in the Criminal Code of Albania in 2001, after Albania ratified the convention, the UN Convention Against Organized Crime. There were three articles in the Criminal Code in those times which dealt with trafficking persons, and the court used it for trafficking of male adults. And this was a rare article that was used in Albania, because males would never say that they are trafficked or either exploited for any purposes. Then we had trafficking in females and trafficking in minors. The sanctions for trafficking are really tough, and the legislation went through different amendments in different years until the last ones that were made in 2013. And now we have only two articles for trafficking. It's trafficking of adults and trafficking of minors, which is an aggravated circumstances, because even the sanctions for these crimes are tough, for even more than they were in 2001 when it was introduced as a criminal act. And of course, the trafficking articles of the Criminal Code refer to the definition of the Palermo Protocol that Albania ratified. What happened in 2013? I'd like to mention the last amendments of the Criminal Code. We had different articles that were a bit contradicting each other, like the exploitation of prostitution in aggravated circumstances, because it was in substance, it was a form of trafficking. And what happened was that usually all the criminal acts of human trafficking were investigated as exploitation of prostitution, where the sanctions were a bit lower than trafficking. I have to mention that in Albania there is two prosecutor's offices. One is the district prosecutor's office, and one is the serious crimes prosecutor's office. And it's the serious crimes which has the right to investigate the criminal act of human trafficking, while exploitation was in the hands of district prosecutor's office. And this made a mess for the police officers who had to investigate and refer cases of human trafficking to the prosecutor's office, because they have to lead the investigation. So the best thing that the amendments brought were the abrogation of Article 114A, which was dealing with exploitation of prostitution in aggravated circumstances, and the reformulation of the article which dealt with exploitation of prostitution. The amendments also introduced two new criminal acts linked to trafficking, and this was in line with the convention of the European Convention on the Measures Against Human Trafficking that Albania ratified in 2006. Profiting or using services offered by trafficked persons and actions that facilitate trafficking. But the new articles are not really applied. We don't have yet any investigation, especially on the first article, because what we discussed even yesterday and what we mentioned today, the knowledge of exploiting or profiting from a person who is exploited or trafficked, it's very difficult to prove. So we don't have yet any investigation on this, but in Albania, prostitution is criminalized, and also buying services from prostitutes is also criminalized. So we have some sentences on this issue, but not the profiting or using the services of victims of trafficking. The situation we had in 2016, we had 69 cases of human trafficking investigated by the police, and we had 20 persons convicted by the Serious Crimes Court, which is, in fact, an improvement in the sentences, in convictions and investigations, because this is a higher number, relatively higher number from what we had in previous years, when, for example, in 2013, we had only one person convicted for human trafficking, while the number of victims identified in those days were like 124 people. What about protection? I wanted to introduce you a little bit the institutional framework, what we have in the country. There is a state committee to combat human trafficking, which is the highest level, which deals with human trafficking and is led by the Minister of Interior. There is a national coordinator's office, and we have a national coordinator who deals with monitoring of the actions against human trafficking, and I represent the office of the national coordinator. As in many of the countries, there is the national referral mechanism for victims of human trafficking, and we have the responsible authority that deals with direct cases, resolve of direct cases of human trafficking in sense of referral and assistance. And for the investigation, there is the state police, there is a special structure that investigates human trafficking cases, the anti-trafficking sector, and we have the border and migration police, who identifies cases in the border, that's where they act, and we have witness protection programs. There is the serious crimes, as I mentioned, the serious crimes court, who has the right to investigate and send to court this. So the prosecutor and the court to judge the trafficking cases. And we have the regional anti-trafficking committees who deal with the prevention measures in the regions of Albania. To identify victims of trafficking, there is special operation procedures that deal with the initial and formal identification for victims of trafficking. The identification, as you all may know, is conducted at the border by the border police and the social workers that are called in case that there is a suspicion on a victim of human trafficking. There is identification in the territory of Albania, so it's initial and formal, and of course abroad by our consulates. The formal identification is conducted by the state social service and the state police. They come to a common decision based on the indicators that are set in the standard operating procedures. In 2016, 95 victims and potential victims of trafficking were identified in Albania, of which 33 were victims of trafficking, got the status, and 62 remained potential victims of trafficking, 51 adults and 44 minors, as you may see, 11 males and 84 females, which are mainly the form of exploitation is that for prostitution. Then I'll speak about prevention. We do a lot of campaigns during the year to prevent human trafficking, to prevent this issue, which is really affecting the society in Albania, and it's really a concern for us all. We do, if you may see from the pictures here, there is a lot of meetings we do with the regional anti-trafficking committees, because they have to lead the campaigns in their region and they have to understand where it has to go, the campaign, either at the schools mainly or at the other public services like health services or with the workers. But mainly we are now dealing with schools, students, because it is them who has to spread the word and do more with their peers. We have a national helpline, which is a pan-European one, so for victims of human trafficking, where people can call and be anonymous and report the trafficking. We go in the media because this is where people are more focused most of the time. We have done a lot of work with schools. We have done a lot of work with the community. But there is still stigma and there is still a problem to report human trafficking, and especially human trafficking among males who are exploited for labor. They'll never see themselves as victims. They'll never identify themselves, and especially for the society, when the society is a bit masculine, so they'll never consider themselves part of the exploitation. Now I'd like to speak about prevention, protection, and prosecution. Actually, I changed the title because if we prevent, we are going to protect, because we are going to identify victims and, of course, to protect them. And, of course, all this are linked to successful prosecutions. And this is why we are going around and trying to train all our police officers, all the labor inspectors, because what we see is low identification of victims of human trafficking exploited for labor in the country. State social service is having a role in either informal identification, but also in monitoring cases and assisting them. Teachers are those who need to be part of the identification system when we speak about children who are leaving the school, who are being bullied or violated within the school system. Not only for identification of victims of trafficking, but trainings has been focused on even in the techniques of investigation, techniques of interviewing victims of human trafficking, because we don't want them to treat victims as prostitutes, but rather as victims or survivors of human trafficking. The other thing that we are practicing right now, and we are going around Albania, is the meeting, common meetings between prosecutors and police officers, because we see a lack of good investigations, good prosecutions of human trafficking cases. This is why we are making together prosecutors and police officers to discuss what are they lacking to go and have a successful case in court. The other thing we are doing, apart from, as I mentioned, we are a source country and we need to work with the destination countries, and we need to have a better cooperation and enhance the cooperation between the destination and the source country. We now have, last December, we have finished a unified standard operating procedure between Albania, Montenegro, and Kosovo. This procedure, which will be applied among the three countries, will deal with the exchange of police information on human trafficking cases, exchange of information on any possible trafficking cases, and of course, this will help the identification and protection of victims of human trafficking, because none of the victims that will be identified in the three countries will not be returned to the origin country without a risk assessment before the return. And this summer we'll start with the common working plans, common campaigns against human trafficking, which I'm sure will have an impact on the prevention and protection of victims of human trafficking. We are trying and negotiating to have the same thing with Macedonia, and hopefully we'll do this with Greece, as we have an agreement with Greece on the protection of trafficked children, but it's not really working yet. I want actually to finish my presentation with some recommendations as an origin country, what we see important as an origin country for the investigation and what we have seen from practice. Because there is a lot of cases, there is a lot of returned people who then are identified at the border or within the territory of the Republic of Albania as victims of human trafficking, exploited but returned as illegal migrants or deported as illegal migrants in the country. It's better than before deporting. It's better if we do ask or exchange information on the cases that the destination countries identify. Even if there is a slight suspicion that this person may be an irregular migrant, but also someone who has been exploited, it's better if we exchange information prior to that. Let me share with you one of the cases we had with Switzerland. One of the girls, she was 16 years old, deported in Albania, and it was a chance that our police officers at the border were very... So they interviewed the girl when she returned, while the trafficker was expecting her outside the airport so he could have taken her back to where she was. She was not identified as a victim of trafficking. She was sent to a mental hospital for 2 months in Switzerland, and after that she was deported to Albania. When we identified her and when we interviewed her, she was 16, she was kidnapped in Albania while she was 15, and this happened like 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. She was 15 when she was kidnapped. She went to Switzerland. She was locked up in a hotel and exploited for prostitution. After 2 months, she could escape, and she collapsed at the police station, where she then was sent to a mental hospital and treated there. But it was only by chance that we identified her at the border. Otherwise, she would have been resent to be re-trafficked. And from her, we have rescued, like, I think it was 9 victims of human trafficking in that time. One is still under the protection program in Germany. One was in our country, and the other victims were around but assisted and survived from the human trafficking. This is why I would recommend to exchange information on any potential victim that you'd identify. There is a need to conduct more joint investigations between origin and destination countries, because, okay, human trafficking starts in our origin, in our country. It's the origin country where victims are recruited, where victims think that they are going for a better life abroad, they think that they are going to study abroad, or they are going to marry, because this is how they are recruited in the country, either for marriages. They do legal marriages in Albania because it doesn't cost anything for the trafficker, and they go abroad because they want to have a better life. And so this is where human trafficking then is happening, the destination country and the information and exchange of him. So the whole thing is missing. There is a lack of information. There is a lack of joint investigations between European countries and Albania. And of course, prior to deportation, as I mentioned, it's better if you ask for a risk assessment for the victims of trafficking that you think you are deporting. I know there is a lot of people who are fraudulently asking for asylum or any other rights in the destination countries, as or pretending to be victims of human trafficking, But actually, there is real cases, and if you ask for information prior to that, you'll find out if that's a real case or if that's a fraudulent case. This was my presentation. Thank you very much for your attention. I didn't get too long.
Thank you very much, Anila, for that overview as well of the challenging environment that you work in. In dealing with the outflow of trafficked individuals and also bringing them back into Albania once they have been identified. So thank you very much to our two speakers. We do now have time for questions and comments. I'd like to open up the floor to you, and please just also ask you, like yesterday, to briefly introduce yourselves when you do ask away. Please.
Dieter Vogel. I have a question about this Article 114. I mean, trafficking for sexual exploitation is a crime, so it seems logical that sexual exploitation is a crime as well. And to have an article like that seems to make sense. And I didn't really quite get why this article on exploitation of prostitution was so problematic and what happened to it. So maybe you could tell that story again in a bit more detail.
So, as I mentioned, there are two articles of exploitation of prostitution. One was exploitation of prostitution in aggravated circumstances, which dealt with even with exploitation of prostitution abroad. And then we had trafficking. And when it was introduced for the first time, trafficking was dealing with trans-border, so you had to cross the border to consider a trafficking case. And also exploitation dealt with the same thing, but it had only one aim, which was prostitution, while for trafficking it was all forms of exploitation. The problem was that we have two prosecutor's offices in Albania. So we have the serious crimes and we have the district prosecutor's office. The serious crimes office had the obligation to investigate cases of trafficking, while district prosecutor's office had the obligation to investigate exploitation of prostitution in aggravated circumstances and exploitation of prostitution. Because the sanctions of the exploitation of prostitution in aggravated circumstances were lower, the tendency was to send them to the district prosecutor's offices. Even human trafficking cases were lost. They were sent for investigation to the district prosecutor's office. And it was a contradiction, between two dispositions, because this article, 114A, was nothing else than a form of trafficking. So why did we need two articles? And then it caused the problems of investigators, it caused the problems of referring a case either to one prosecutor's office or to the other. Now this debate is closed, so we have only one article of exploitation of prostitution when there is a will and there is someone who is mediating and receiving payment for prostitutions, for the people who want to be to work in the sex industry, and has nothing to do with forcing them or recruiting them, no elements of trafficking in human beings. I don't know if I was clear.